You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Hello, lightworkers, wayshowers. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here, sharing your amazing energy, your vibration, your frequency here in the collective consciousness of the Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm Ian Shelley, and I am also so happy to be here with everyone. We have a wonderful, wonderful show planned for you today. But let me just set the stage for the call today, because the Wisdom of the Ancients is about the ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, ancient practices that we've forgotten. We've lost those things. We've lost the memories. But they can come back, and they are coming back, and they're coming back to this time-space reality. So let's all collapse the illusion. Let's all peel back the layers, and let's welcome the information to come back to us. And so right now we call on the ancient ones, we call on the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, life, power, and service to be with us today, to open our hearts, and to let us feel the vibration of whatever's coming through. So let me introduce our next guest to you for today's show. Laurie Spanya is a best-selling author, a spiritual teacher, intuitive, energy healer, ascension guide, multidimensional channel, animal communicator, visionary, light worker, and starseed, who has radically transformed her life after a series of near-death experiences and an induction experience while living in Maui. Laurie has also helped to transform the lives of thousands of humans and animals around the world via her channeled ascension guidance, intuition, energy healing, and animal communication. She leads seminars, workshops, and retreats where she provides ascension training, sacred energy healing transmissions, and dormant DNA and sacred key code activations for humans and animals, and assists others to awaken to their alignment with their true divine source, which exists within everyone, so that all beings can live their best life ever. So beautiful. Welcome, Laurie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ian. Thank you for having me today. I'm very excited about our conversation and about connecting with the community.
Mm-hmm. So wonderful to have you here. And I think everyone's looking forward to the show, because we're going to be speaking today, everyone, about the current unification of the ascension timelines. Things that we'll hear about are the past lives and parallel lives, restoration of our memories, and then how to reclaim your memories and the elimination of memory wiping. I can't wait to get into that part. The reunification of your soul, calling back all soul fragments. And as always, we'll open up the phone line. So *2 to raise your hand, *2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone. If you're on the webinar page, put in your name and your question, and we'll get to as many as we can. So very, very exciting show. Well, Laurie, let's start by talking a little bit about past lives and parallel lives and the restoration of memories. I wanted to have you explain to everyone, so pretend that we really don't know about, I think, parallel lives more so. Past lives, you know, we have as a community, you know, I can't speak for everyone, but we have a certain degree of understanding about the past lives. Parallel mm-hmm. lives, I think it doesn't come across as often. And so could you share a little bit about the past lives, but more importantly, the parallel lives, and also the restoration of the memories from both of these lives?
Yeah. So, well, let's get this, let's do some groundwork for the understanding. First, what's going on right now on planet Earth for all of humanity, whether people know it or not, and this includes the plants, minerals, animals, all kingdoms, and actually all planetary bodies as well, is something that we in our community refer to as ascension, right? Well, what this is an experience of awakening and remembering and reunification. In other words, reuniting with, yes, in a way, the ancient wisdom that was lost, but at the same time, higher consciousness or new consciousness, right? A newly evolved human. And all beings, all of life, all of existence. So this ascension requires us, in a sense, to reclaim our lost memories and to reunify all aspects of ourselves as individuated beings. Like, I'm an individuated being, you're an individuated being. reunify all versions of ourselves throughout all time, throughout all space, throughout all dimensions, and all of our lifetimes. So this is part of the ascension process. And through this reunification, we're reclaiming lost memories, and we're also reclaiming higher consciousness that perhaps we may never have known. So this is where we've existed as ourselves in other dimensions of time and space. That means parallel realities. In other words, past lifetimes are only past lifetimes because in linear time, they existed somewhere in the past. In other words, we had an experience in another embodiment in terms of linear time in the past. But it's actually going on right now because all of existence is reunifying. So what does that mean? It's all coming together now to be unified into our consciousness, to be awakened again, to reclaim. And so it's only past because in linear time it existed somewhere in the past. But in truth, it's a parallel reality where it exists now. So far, does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. And then we could say the same thing is true about future lifetimes too, because everything we're becoming is also available now, and in terms of linear time, it exists in the future. But it's also available to us to reclaim memories or awarenesses or consciousness, all of those things, and to reunify with them as well. So we're coming out of this experience of only linear time and stuff from the past that's just not part of who we are, and stuff from the future that's just not part of who we are. No, in truth, all of it is available to us. And this is part of ascension. It's reclaiming all of this knowing. And this is so relevant to this particular summit. I mean, this is exactly what Wisdom of the Ancients is about, because we're reclaiming ancient wisdom and knowledge. And ancient wisdom and knowledge doesn't just mean from the past. It also means
right.
from the future.
Right.
All dimensions of time
yeah.
and space. Right.
Uh-huh.
So to me, when I'm talking about past lifetimes, parallel lifetimes, it's really about reclaiming our divinity, reclaiming our knowing, reclaiming what's available to us that we just didn't have access to before this ascension cycle that's going on planet Earth, which is an evolutionary process that all of humanity has access to. All of humanity is being invited to participate, whether they know it or not, in a conscious way. Make sense?
It does. So I've got a question for you around this. Regarding the memories, before we get into the how, when you speak of memories, that's all-encompassing. But within those memories, there are traumatic events and there are enlightening
yes.
events. So
yes.
are we reclaiming them all and working through everything, or are we selectively trying to reclaim only that which furthers or accelerates our ascension?
Yeah, this is so awesome. I love what you asked. So first let's just define memory wiping, what it is, why it existed. And obviously the opposite of memory wiping is reclaiming the memories. So in the reality that we've existed prior to the ascension cycle that we're in now, in linear time, we existed in what I call, and I'm not the only one who calls it this, a third dimensional reality. In other words, a reality of separation on consciousness. So in order to participate in that reality, which has gone on basically for 26,000 years or something along those lines of linear time, we had to wipe our memories. We had to become unconscious. But because everything has always existed, everything exists in parallel reality in infinite time and space, and through ascension we reclaim that, we have to erase the memory wiping, so to speak. We have to reclaim our memories. And just as you said, our memories are not just memories of thought. They are traumas. They are problematic issues and also very desirable knowings and everything in between. And the thing is through the reclamation of our memories, we are invited to heal and resolve those things that were traumatic so that we never have to experience them again. And at the same time, we're inviting ourselves through ascension, through this process of evolution and awakening, to reclaim the memories that are more desirable. So that's what we refer to as higher consciousness, aspects of things that are exciting and joyful and uplift us and enlighten us and help us to more fully embody the divinity, the joy, the love, the consciousness that we're being invited to embody. But yes, it does also mean we have to clear out, heal, resolve, and somehow integrate the learning of these traumas, the resolution of these traumas, and more of those undesirable and or unpleasant experiences that we went through past lifetimes, so to speak, that we no longer want. We don't want to recreate them. We don't want to perpetuate them. I mean, once you've been beheaded, for example, in a timeline, you don't want to go through that again, right? So the integration, the reclamation is you have a memory of it. You might temporarily experience a similar kind of trauma. Let's use something more realistic. This happened to me in my life. At one point, I was being called to court for some ridiculous, this was quite a few years ago, neighbor problems. And I went through so much massive fear that I was going to have to go back into a courtroom. And when I connected with that core trauma, it was about, losing my life, being beheaded in this kind of courtroom drama, right? But once I realized, oh my God, that trauma is not real. That's a fear. It's real because it's a trauma that's stored in my memory. But now I can logically, consciously recognize, okay, I can transmute this energetically. I don't have to relive it. I don't have to recreate it. It's not the same experience. And it's only being triggered in me so that I can resolve it and never have to recreate it or relive it. Right? So this is what I mean. We're reclaiming the memories. We're resolving the issues with higher consciousness. And then we're freed up and liberated from it so that we can create something new. Make sense?
It does. Yeah, it does.
And can I just say, can I say some of the reasons why this is so important? Why this is so important? A really good example. I'm going to use some good examples. And because this is relevant even to one of the package items is how we go through our past lives to resolve our issues. I want to talk about three things on the collective level. Number one, let's talk about the financial collapse of 2009. That financial collapse happened. Okay, lots of reasons, but let's talk about the metaphysical, spiritual reasons. It existed as a trauma from the Great Depression in the United States, I'm talking right now, primarily the United States, although it was global.
Yeah.
It existed as a trauma that was not resolved from even just a Great Depression, because the trauma was still held in the collective and in the masses as unresolved. It circled back and reactivated and happened again in 2009. And the same kinds of experiences happened again to people who were still in that lineage who had not resolved it. And we were massively affected by it. Great pain and suffering happened because we did not resolve it. And for years after 2009, people were waiting for the next big economic collapse. Many still are. And if they're still waiting for it, it's because they haven't resolved it. But because of that, and because consciousness was so much more evolved, most light workers and people who were working with consciousness, we went in and we healed our money issues. This was going on a mass scale in the years after 2009. to heal our money issues, our money, not just money, abundance, prosperity, worth, self-value, all issues connected with that fair energy exchange. And so since then, there's not been another collapse because we addressed it in a conscious way. You can see how important it is to resolve these issues. I want to give a couple more examples because this is really what we go into more. You can go into this more in one of the package items.
Yeah.
Is another great example, Notre Dame. Notre Dame, the burning of Paris. What point in time and space, in the past lineage, parallel, past lifetime, the burning of Paris, the burning of the Bastille. That was a trauma that was inflicted through fear. Fear-based trauma that was embedded, that affected all of Paris, all of France, all of Europe, and the global collective to lesser degree. It was not resolved. Yes, there's other reasons why that church burned, that cathedral burned. And of course, we don't want harm to come. The whole point of exposing this is so we can become conscious so we don't have to repeat it. But in this case, it was not resolved. And so it impressed upon the field of consciousness. It was unresolved and it had to be resolved. So it happens again. This is why it is so important for us to reclaim our memories. I want to use one other example because as we reclaim them, as we heal and resolve them, we transform them and we never need to re-experience them. And we free ourselves up for those things that are of the higher realms, right? Love, joy, happiness. No one has to get burnt. No cathedral has to get burnt down again. No misery, no suffering has to repeat once it's resolved. So one more example and then we'll move on. Let's use the example of mass forced or not forced immunizations. There's mass hysteria going on, in my opinion, from my perspective. Okay, I call it hysteria, but maybe some people don't see it that way. But, you know, go get your flu shot, get your this shot, get your that shot. School systems forcing immunizations on children. There was a recent story about a newborn baby. I saw this on Facebook. So healthy, born healthy and alive. Within hours of his birth, he was given something like 7 or some ridiculous number of vaccinations. And within hours, he died. And then there was all these salutes to him on Facebook. And we can understand from a soul contract, this baby had a soul mission to help humans become aware, right? To work through this issue. What is this linked to? Plague. Other forms of timelines where this has not been resolved. So as we work through this, through our fear of this, and these traumas where, yes, people in timelines where there was like a plague or massive amounts of death from disease, where that, when we can go into in a conscious way and say, I realize I was on that timeline. That was a past lifetime. How do we know it? Because it's affecting us in this lifetime. And if we can affect it, work with it in a conscious way through connecting with the divine and higher consciousness through the resolution of it within ourselves, our cellular makeup, our consciousness, our unconsciousness, clearing and resolving that trauma, then we are freed up. We do not need to perpetuate it or recreate it again. It's resolved.
And
this
that's
is why
more,
this is so important.
Right. You know, as a collective, you know, that in the collective consciousness. Now, if we distill that down to individuals, so on an individual level, you know, what are some of the ways where we can I'm looking at the elimination of memory wiping and then reclaiming. So how can we do that on an individual level?
Yeah, it's just as important. It's equally important because we can only really most people. I mean, I work with the collective consciousness, so I'm working with the unseen, non-physical realm of consciousness all the time for the collective. But most people are working only with their own individual state, right? And that's fine. That's great. That's how you can help the collective. So let's say on a personal, individual level, any scene in your life, let's say you're dealing with recurring theme of physical. Every person has some kind of recurring theme. Usually people have more than one. It might be a recurring theme of physical ill health, health-related challenges, physical body challenges. It might be a recurring theme of financial challenges. It might be a recurring theme of relationship challenges. It might be even more specific in relationship. It could be just family. It could be romantic relationship, or it could be all kinds of relationships with other people. It could be authority figure challenges. So I had that for a big part of my life. I had to resolve, like, first it was police officers, then I made peace with the police officers. Then it was like, you know, yeah, there was that time of like government and false authority figures. Then I had a big vengeance anger against TSA that they were so brainwashed. Okay, right? I had to resolve these things in myself. I had to resolve them. Okay, but this is what I'm saying. Every person has these kinds of themes in our lives, and it's because across your soul's progression, you somewhere in some parallel lifetime, past lifetime, it was unresolved for you, and you came to this point in time and space where this culmination starts to happen, and you get to look at it and resolve it. So for everybody listening, on a personal level, you want, and this is what that first, when we get to the package, we'll get into it more, you get to look at it, and from a place where you're not traumatized, from a perspective where you're not in trauma, you're not going through the trauma. Instead, you're very neutral, and you're like, I can see how this particular issue has been problematic for me my whole life. It's the struggles that you've dealt with that you feel like no matter what you do, you've not been able to resolve it, whether it's relationship, money. It's usually one of those major ones, right? Health issues, relationship issues, money, prosperity, abundance. It could be career success or some form of life success issues. Definitely, it's very likely every person on planet Earth typically has some form of self-love, self-worth, self-value, deservability issues. And these will be themes in your life. And when you start to look at your life in a conscious way, you can see the pattern. And by the way, you can link it in to other lifetimes because you experienced it, right? So when I say you can link it into other lifetimes, that theme, I'm just asking my own higher consciousness if I should use this as a really good example. I'm going to use it as an example because I love him so much, is Joe Dispenza. He's a famous figure, so we can use him. Mm-hmm. Is it okay if I do this?
Yes, sure, go ahead.
His last name is Dispenza. What does that sound like? He dispenses something, right?
Yeah.
He's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So when I view him as a public figure, I give myself consent to do this, since he's a public figure, I see him as a doctor in other lifetimes who maybe didn't give out the best information to help people. Maybe he's fixing that in this lifetime, because you can see how he's doing that, right? He's giving out consciousness for people to heal their bodies. It's a great example. I mean, you could see it, right? And didn't you just... Maybe it's just because I'm so psychic. But anyway, the point is like you can look in your life and start to evaluate the themes that are the overriding themes in your life. And that's what you're here working on. And this is what you came here to resolve. And as you resolve it for yourself by really clearing these traumas and claiming the gifts, you're resolving it as your part, your role in the collective. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I mean, I could go on and on about this, right? But I just, I know we have a lot to discuss. So I think it's a fascinating topic because that's what we're all here doing.
Well, there's a lot to discuss, but what we should discuss is what is coming through for the group to discuss. You know, I want to talk about returning to sovereignty. You know, I want to talk about calling back soul fragments. So, you know, with those things that I've just mentioned, you know, if it feels right to you, talking about calling back our soul fragments, and then also talking about our path to actually reclaiming and returning to sovereignty.
Yeah, so let's talk about soul fragments. So this is very similar along the lines of what we've already spoken about. Let's say in some lifetime, maybe in some lifetime, you were, what's lighting up in consciousness right now when we ask related to the collective? Someone let's say, had like a Sophie's Choice moment where they had to give up a child, and that embedded on them in a trauma, as a trauma, right? And
yeah.
So because it embedded as a trauma, a part of their soul was fragmented on that timeline, left behind, because they were so traumatized. They split. They just couldn't deal with that trauma effectively of having to give up their kid, right? And so that timeline, they still exist on that timeline. And so because the trauma is so anchored, in this lifetime, they might have a similar thing. Maybe they're a young woman who has to makes a choice to have a baby and decides she's going to give it up for adoption. Let's just say, so she recreates it in this timeline because she has to recreate it so that in this timeline, which is here now moment, right, this reality, so that she can resolve it. But she can't fully resolve it until she reclaims the fragmented parts of her, the pain and the trauma where it exists on that other timeline, which let's say maybe it was the 1940s or something, and she was alive at that point, and I'm just creating a story for an example. Maybe the Nazis or something forced her to give up one child, and she, you know, like a Sophie's Choice. So she's got trauma on that timeline, and the soul is still experiencing the reality there, and she's recreating it here in this now moment. And she has to call, this is part of the thing that we learn. We could do this as a group healing. She has to reclaim those fragments from that timeline. Reunify. This is reunification. Yeah, we can do that for the group. Let me just say one more thing about this. How do you collapse a timeline? Okay, we didn't really define timelines well enough. Maybe what I'm doing is a little advanced. Let me just ask how to say this. So we know that timelines keep perpetuating in the example we talked about with the money, in the example with the plague, in the immunizations, in the example of Notre Dame. A timeline will repeat itself if it's not resolved. If it's resolved, the timeline will collapse, and then it becomes, in quantum physics, we call it a wave. There's no material. There's no physical matter left to sustain it as physical reality. So it collapses into a wave pattern rather than a physical form. Does this make sense? I'm kind of using higher consciousness to communicate it. I think it makes sense. I hope so. Yes?
Yeah, it does. But talk about the wave again. Just say it in a different way.
Okay, so I'm going to say it. Thank you. I'm going to say it in a different way. So if we're existing on another timeline, let's go back to the example of Sophie's Choice. There's a woman who has to give up one of her children in the 1940s because she's in a Nazi invasion situation. They take one of her kids and they let her keep one. Okay. She has such a trauma on that timeline that part of her soul still exists on that timeline. And therefore, it's still very real because her consciousness is there. Her soul is literally there. So because it's imprinted on her, embedded into her cellular memory and her unconscious, her now, here now moment, who's now been born again in this physical world, reliving her life as a new person, but same soul, same progression of the soul, recreates it. This time she gets pregnant and she's a young woman and she has to give up her baby. She has to work through it this time. Now, she exists on that timeline. Through the healing and the reunification of the soul, she can call those traumas back and resolve them. They can be resolved. This is part of, I know, what I do as a healer. Now, meanwhile, when she pulls all of her soul fragments out of that timeline is not sustainable anymore.
Mm.
Not for her as a soul. She's no longer on there.
Mm-hmm.
She's collapsed that timeline. Therefore, it never again needs to perpetuate. This is why this is so important for us now. This is why humans right now are in so much chaos because they exist on so many timelines. They're fragmented. Most of us who are going through any form of awakening right now, many of us very often feel scattered, unclear, uncertain. Overwhelmed, frustrated, stressed out. This is because for the average person, even those of us awakening, we're existing on so many dimensions of time and space that our souls are fragmented and we haven't fully reunified. So the reunification process not only clears the trauma, not only frees up your consciousness to experience higher and better things, which is, of course, that's how you live your best life, but also eliminates in the process all that lack of clarity, uncertainty, frustration, etc. Because why? Because it collapses the timeline. That timeline, now you're not fragmented anymore. You're not on that. You have more of your soul is reclaimed, reunified into one individuated being known as you, whoever you are. And now you're not unclear. You start having more clarity, more consciousness. Make sense?
It does. And it sounds like unless we've been through the process of reunification, then we're all, you know, and I'll use the word afflicted by this condition of soul fragmentation.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. And
I mean,
it explains
so much.
Yes, the whole idea here is that we want to collapse the timeline from the past, so to speak, which are old paradigms. Because old paradigm is fear-based programming. It's unconsciousness. It's where we did things out of unconsciousness. Now, the ascension process is all about restoring consciousness, reclaiming our memories, reclaiming the ancient wisdom, which is not just from the past, but also from the future, from our star family, from our future versions of ourselves, you know, and our own higher consciousness and the divine source, however we connect and unite with that. So we're reclaiming all of that, and we're collapsing those versions of time and space and reality that are just undesirable. We don't want to recreate them anymore because now we're more conscious. So I say one other thing, and then we can do that. We can do this practice with everybody. I mean, it'll be a very simplified practice. It won't go into the whole long version of it, but we can do it very quickly, and it will certainly help. Every time we do it, it makes a difference, and it helps.
Okay.
If we understand that the average person, probably very unlikely people who are listening to this particular summit, but the average person who's, you know, goes home and kicks their feet up and watches CNN or the nightly news or drinks their beer, you know, football games or whatever, you know, however the average person's living, they're functioning with approximately 10% of their consciousness, 10%. And if they're playing video games all day and constantly plugged into electronics, maybe now even less. If they're taking massive amounts of pharmaceutical drugs or even just regular over-the-counter drugs on a daily basis, maybe even less than 10%. In conspiracy, we call that the dumbing down of humanity. We'll get into the mind control part, right, because that's part of the topic. But we understand that the average person is working with 10% or less of their consciousness. That means their soul is fragmented up to 90% or more. Where's the other 90% of their consciousness? Where do you think it's sitting? Wherever they left it.
Yeah, right. Multiple timelines in multiple dimensions.
Yes. This is part of like ADD. It's part of it. It's part of like, I can't pay attention. I can't figure it out. I can't make up my mind. I don't know if I'm going left or right. I don't know where I'm going, front or back. Can't decide. Stressed out because they're not unified. So if the average person has only 10% of their consciousness. Now we know once you start meditating, the moment you start meditating, that starts to increase that number. The moment you start participating in summits like this, working with healers, intuitives, working with the higher realms and the non-physical realm, that's how we start to unify that because we're working with higher consciousness to call it back, to reunify. That number starts to go up from 10%. And the soul embodiment that a person has, the amount of your soul that's reclaimed into your physical structure, your physical form, increases dramatically. And the more and more we do it, the more and more we reunify, the more we can say we are fully soul embodied. Because you want to be fully embodied. This is ascension process is also about really fully embodying, not just your soul, but all that is, all of consciousness, all of the divinity, the divine source that is available for us now. Mm. And when we embody, really, then we start to realize you are so much more than just your human egoic self. You are the trees. You are Mother Earth. You are the sky. You are. And this is also what the ancient wisdom keepers knew. This, we are all that is. It's very easy to suddenly become the consciousness of the tree or become the consciousness of Mother Earth, share experiences, and start to feel as though you can be the wind. You know, this is why, not to get so esoteric, but to become all that is.
Mm-hmm.
Even still, for the unique individuated person, this is what we're really all aspiring to, is not so much
right.
to become all that
right.
is, but just to have a good life, to be happy, to be fulfilled,
yeah.
to have great partnerships, to feel abundant, to be free, to free to do what's free to be whatever we want to be, however we want to express authentically real and true. This is soul embodiment. This is what we're talking about. Make sense?
Yeah, it does. And there actually is, I think, a large percentage of people who we do want to become all that is. We do want to feel that sense of unification and unity consciousness. We do want to feel that we are one with all, you know, because
yes.
we know it, you know, intellectually. And so, and in many cases, even logically, we know that, you know, and then when we meditate in the morning, we ask for that, or whenever
yes.
we meditate, we ask for that. But then we go about our day and stuff happens and we come back at 5 o'clock at night and go, oh my gosh, you know, I wanted to be connected, but I lost my connection throughout the day. And so many people
right.
are actually looking to maintain that connection throughout.
Yes.
Really, really are.
Yes. Well, the thing is, and let me just say, just from, you know, from, let's understand that we really never do lose our connection. I mean, I know you know this. I know we know this. We just have experiences, and I would call it corrupted programming in our consciousness. In our DNA, in our mind, in our awareness, we have corrupted programming where we have an experience of feeling disconnected and experiencing disconnection. But in reality, there is no real separation, because the higher truth is all there is the divine source. We are aspect of it, and we are participating as aspect of it. But, and we may be experiencing separation. But if we are, that's, I call it a corrupted program, because it's not the truth. So here's how you know the truth. And I think this has been, I've seen this on your show before where people have talked about this. This is my version of how you know the truth. The truth is always, this is the truth. You, whoever you are the embodiment and the consciousness, the frequencies of consciousness that energetically feel like love and peace. So therefore, any time, any moment where you don't energetically feel like love and or peace, or at least some version of that, it could be even joy, elation, happiness, fulfillment, or it could just be compassion, understanding, sweetness, softness, some version of some frequency range of love and peace. Anytime you're not feeling and experiencing that, you're in a faulty program, right? A corrupted program is operating. You forget. Oh, but I am the embodiment of joy, love, peace, happiness, excitement, fulfillment, sweetness, kindness, compassion, understanding. I am that embodiment. I am that. And if I'm not experiencing that, then there is something corrupted, false program, something unconscious. I'm unconscious because in the moment I think it's real. I think I'm separated. I'm feeling some sense of, oh, I was separated today. Oh, I got so swept away with my day and I didn't carry it with me, my consciousness. So that's okay. Because the moment you realize it, that's the opportunity to reunify, to clear something that's making you perceive yourself as separation and separation, and to reunify with the truth of who you are, which is the truth of who we all are, which is those frequencies, those energies, those vibrations that we just mentioned, joy, love, happiness, peace, acceptance, understanding, forgiveness, compassion, etc., with consciousness, knowing, ah, this is what it feels like. This is it. Yes. Make sense?
It does, yeah. I think we're ready for that process, Lori. Process.
All right, so let's do, we're going to do this. This is just a quick taster of it, because obviously we have a lot to cover and we want to do Q&A and there's more to talk about. But for this part, we're going to just do a soul reunification and understand that, this will be really fun. We can test before unification and after. And we'll just do it for the collective of everyone listening live and also in delayed playback. We'll get an average. Let me just ask if that's the right word, average or a medium or a mean. Yes, an average of the collective embodiment for this group, live and in delayed playback. And we can ask source consciousness for that. So I'm just asking, right? And then we'll test it afterwards. Okay, I'm hearing approximately between 40 to 50%. I'm going to muscle test. Yeah, it's between 40 and 50%. So I just double checked it, right? That's what I got. Now we're going to do this process. It'll take no more than probably 3 or 4 minutes. If you want to participate, you do have to give your consent, which would be just, yes, I want to participate, right? If you don't, that's okay. You don't have to. And then we'll test it again afterwards. So for those of us participating, and understand it, by the way, you can never, to my knowledge, you can reclaim little at a time, right, what you can handle, and then you do it again. You can take some more integration. So it's not like you go from 40% to 100% in 3 minutes. It's more like each time you're reintegrating and reclaiming your fragments, right? So don't, and you don't necessarily all in 3 minutes suddenly have big epiphany. You just allow the process to do what it does. It's an allowance. Okay, so with that, for everyone who wants, you want to take like a deep, long, slow, relaxing breath. This is not a multitask type of thing. You really need to be sitting still, and this is just a breathing and relaxing. Yes, I'm the one who facilitates it. You're the one who gives consent. And so we're allowing the divine source to identify for you, whoever you are, whatever rightfully belongs to you as a unique and sovereign individual. We are reclaiming what rightfully belongs to you, that which you are the rightful owner of in terms of your own soul and any and all fragmented aspects of your unique soul. Only that which rightfully belongs to you, the original rightful owner. And this is what source, divine source, creator, God, highest, clearest, purest, original source of creation is now identifying. Wherever your soul fragments exist and returning them home to you, the rightful owner, only that which belongs rightfully to you, and first cleansed, blessed, bathed, purified, harmonized, and divinitized in the love and the light of divine source. Creator God. Now for you, you're breathing, relaxing, just comfortably. I want the breath to be long, slow, deep, big, comfortable breath. Let every part of your body surrender to the breath. Allow your eyes to close and just trust that only that which serves, supports, assists you in the highest and best, most benevolent, loving ways possible for you, your body, your life, your living. Only that which is truly rightfully yours is being returned to you. First, you, the rightful owner of your soul fragments, wherever they have existed in time and space, wherever they've been fragmented, they are now being reclaimed by divine source. Knows exactly where they are, whatever point in time and space, wherever they exist in reality. And as they are being reclaimed, they are first cleansed, blessed, bathed, purified, harmonized, and divinitized in the love and the light of divine source, creator God, of all that is. And as they are now returned to you, rightfully the original rightful owner, and reunified home to you. You're just breathing, relaxing, and allowing Source to do the work. I'm facilitating, getting me go, right, doing what I'm supposed to do as the facilitator. So another long, slow, deep breath. Let me get out of the way here. A few moments of silence. And even if you're listening in delayed playback here, it's starting now. Nice, good. Even if you're listening in delayed playback, it's fine. The energy of Divine Source is never limited to time or space, as we already know. So you're just relaxing and allowing Source to do the work for you. Let me get out of the way a little more. Cleansed, blessed, bathed, purified, harmonized, divinitized, and returned to rightful owner now. Only as is appropriate for each individualized body and being. Now, we're going to extend this just a little longer. This is going really nice. If you have an animal companion, it has to be your animal, not anyone else's. Or if you have a child under the age of 17, please, no grandchildren. We obey the laws of the universe here. Only your child under the age of 17, you can call them in. Now, the only thing you have to do is bring them to your mind. You are their parent, and with divine contract, they can also receive these gifts, only as is uniquely appropriate for them, and only with your consent. You say yes, thank you, or yes, please. Divine Source does the work. Let me get out of the way here. Yes, nice. A little more. You just notice whatever you notice. Whatever it is fine. There's nothing you need to do but breathe, and your mind says, yes, thank you, or yes, please. We're almost done here. We just allowed our animal companions to receive these gifts and benefits as well. They are also souls who have gone through lifetimes and lifetimes. And, of course, the children under 17, provided that they're your child, not someone else's. Just a little more. You just breathe and notice and allow. There's nothing in particular to do. Just be conscious and consent. It's a teeny bit more. Nice. Good. Okay, good. This is done. I got the joy tap. So for me, The joy tap is when Consciousness Creator gives me a little joy. I typically laugh because it's just happy, and then I know it's done. And so just to, as people are just kind of, you can open your eyes and come back present, and just know in the moment you don't always notice really necessarily, but in the next day or two, or sometimes a few days, life changes, consciousness in your own awareness shifts, and somehow things are so forever different. So now let's just do a muscle test for the group. I just want to ask now, I'm hearing we're up to 60%, but I'm going to muscle test, double test, check it, and I just want to ask for the whole group, between 60 and 70% it's testing. So that means you just called back more of your soul. You've jumped from somewhere approximately from, based on the group average, from 40% to above 60%. So, yay.
Thank you so much.
If you do this in replay again a second time, like tomorrow, in the package that we'll talk about later, there's a lot more of this where we go even way deeper, bigger, but you'll be able to do even more. So woohoo.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Well we will talk about the package in just a couple of minutes, but let me go to the phones first. Okay, so I'm going to go to the phones and we'll get some questions for you. So let's go to Madison, Wisconsin. And the last four digits of the phone number are 1605, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you very much. Hello, and thank you very much for bringing all that peace and our fragments back. I think we all need it.
Awesome.
So this is interesting. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. But
what's your name?
My name is Patty.
Patty.
Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello. So, two things. I think I'll just start with one. obviously can't do it two in a row, but anyway, for years I've been facing issues with electronic magnetic frequencies, and I myself haven't experienced the effects physically, but I know other people that have. It's been more of a sort of in my face thing, having to do with cell phones, cell towers in particular, and I have been involved in sort of a quest to find out as much as I can and get involved in community to address the issue, which there aren't very many people that even know about it. And it's been sort of my quest to educate people, but as we all know, only if people are interested and want to be educated will they pay attention. Otherwise, they kind of roll their eyes and think I'm a little bit loony. But what's happened is I can't seem to, like, move away from it or get away from it. Every time I turn around, there's another cell tower, or they're putting more antenna up, or okay, so that's going on, and I know that, I understand that what you put out, you get back. What you think about, what you focus on is what will manifest. So I'm kind of in this quagmire of wanting to go forward with it and help, but yet it's kind of like this negative thing that just keeps following me around, and there's not a lot of resolution because we're not, as a society, paying attention to it enough for me to really make a difference. And so there's that, and then there's this other thing that's happening.
Okay, before you bring up another thing, because you just gave me a whole lot of stuff right there, and that's as much as I can do in 5 minutes is address this, right?
Got it.
Because I'm getting that the other thing's a whole separate topic. So let's give you what we can give you.
Thank you.
And then we can, yeah. So first, understand that you're now in a new reality and a new paradigm. And the new paradigm is giving you exactly what you ask for and even greater. So one of the first things I heard you say, and you're going to want to listen to this again, is you wanted to address this issue of electromagnetic interference, cell phone towers, et cetera. You want to address it. So you don't want to address it. What you want is to be able to provide solutions for humanity, solutions through consciousness, right? Be smart here. You are a master. Awakening to your mastery. Address something is one issue, one way to handle things. Provide solution and consciousness is another. Because right now you're addressing it, and it's not really that fun. What you've just explained to me, it's not really that fun. You're just seeing it everywhere. People are looking at you like you're crazy. They're not particularly interested. Those are your words, maybe not exactly your words, but that's basically what you've communicated to me.
Yes.
So you don't want to address it. You've miscreated. Can you understand? You miscreated by using words that are not aligned with your highest mastery. What you would like is to provide consciousness on this topic area as a way to solve this miscreation that humanity has, or let's redefine it, to provide some form of solution through consciousness. So whenever we miscreate, and this is only one part of the solution to what you're bringing up, we want to get clear on what we're asking the universe for. So just for the next few days, just say, however I miscreated by asking to address it, I now am recreating. I cancel, clear, revoke, renounce that, give it to Creator, transform it into love and light. And instead, what I ask for is solution. How am I part of the solution? How can I be part of the solution? And how can I do it in a way that feels good and right to me and all beings concerned with harm to none? Can you see how what I just said is different from how do I address it?
Yes, and I understand because most of the time or I would say some of the time anyway, it is about the solutions. And when I am resolving and figuring solutions out, it all feels better. It all works better.
That's right.
So you're right. Yeah.
To feel better. Okay, but that's only one piece. Good. You've already got that. Awesome. Now, let's go to the second piece. The second piece is this. So we understand that from a mystic's point of view, and I'm a mystic, the new 5G grid that's going up is a reflection of consciousness because we're all becoming more psychic. We all have these antennas going up. Everyone's waking up. Everyone's connecting. The internet is a reflection of unified intelligence. So we don't have to perceive this as a bad thing. But you are right. Technological interference is very problematic, right? So there are ways to energetically support our bodies and our beings and to become what I call impervious and immune. I got this from consciousness, divine source. So we're going to give this to you, and we're going to give it to everybody who consents. We're going to do what I call a download on imperviousness and immunity, because you have to have this now in order to function with these in this new 5G grid. It's literally everybody is so oversensitive now. This 5G grid is very harmful and very detrimental to the physical body, and it's stressing people out. And yes, you are obviously aware of it. You want to be part of the solution. But in order to be part of the solution, you first cannot be part of the problem. You have to actually be able to be the solution. That means what you need is immunity and imperviousness. Now, humans can become immune and impervious, but not if they're not conscious and not if they're not consciously choosing it. So if you're listening to my voice right now and you would like to be immune and also impervious, and that every cell of your body and being and all aspects of your consciousness are immune and impervious to all of this 5G grid interference and all the technological interference, which could be harmful or detrimental to you. But now, with imperviousness and immunity, that you have Creator's truth, point of view, perspective, understanding, and definition of imperviousness, and also of immunity as it relates to all of this stuff we're talking about, that your truth, your point of view, your perspective, understanding, and definition is one and the same as Creator's as it relates to this topic area of imperviousness and immunity, that every cell of your body and being has it, that the totality of your consciousness is now impervious and immune to this technological interference, would you please consent and allow Source to instill it within you, within every cell of your body and being and awaken it? Yes. Take a long, slow, deep breath. Everyone listening, you have the right to say yes, please, or yes, thank you. Allow it to be done. I get out of the way. I'm the facilitator. Let me just let it be done. A moment of quiet. You're breathing. Long, slow, deep, comfortable breath. Yes. Consciousness is capable of everything.
Okay, that's so
nothing.
Can
you please just take another breath before you move on? Because this is divine timing, right? Ego wants to move, consciousness moves in a different frequency. So in order to attune to this frequency, I need you to take a breath. I know you want more. I will give you more. Just hang in there with me so I can make sure I give you what you're meant to receive. Thank you. Nice. Nice. Just a little more. Now, there's another piece to this. On a physical level, immunity and imperviousness is benefited through the crystal realm. So for crystal protection, all of the cell phones, all of your technology devices, every computer in your house, TVs, cell phone stuff, any kind of boxes in your house, you need to attach, this should be for everybody, shungite. You walk through the airport. Good. Okay, good. So you know that. Not everybody does, so it's worth saying.
I've got it.
There's one other piece to this, and that's that we're going to download into your consciousness, from Creator's consciousness, the solutions that you've been seeking to help humans, to help expand consciousness on this, so that all of humanity can benefit. And those solutions, they're within you, really. They really are. And they already exist within consciousness. So let's give them to you because you're searching for them. You want to give them to people. You want to help. So let's give them to you and awaken them in you. Are you willing?
Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, and we'll give them to everybody because we all need solutions. And these solutions will come from divine source consciousness, highest, clearest, purest, original source of consciousness. It has a solution to everything. So let's give it to you now. Awaken it within you, whatever those solutions are, with and from source consciousness, and bring your consciousness into alignment with divine source so that these solutions are within you and accessible in your consciousness, that you become conscious of them. You come into alignment with divine source for anyone as is uniquely appropriate for each individual and only as is for the highest and best of all beings concerned with harm to none. This is the time to consent. Long, slow, deep, relaxing, comfortable breath and allow it. Yes, thank you. Yes, please. Is all your brain needs to say as you breathe. A moment. I'm going to get out of the way. Yes, you just notice whatever you notice. Here comes. Nice. Already in the power center. Just a little more breathing and noticing, and then we'll move on. Couple deep breaths. Yes. In the moment, you may not think any solution is consciously aware of you or you aware of it. That doesn't matter. Just let it be. Another deep breath and we'll be done. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Patty.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm so good. And all I see in my head is, can I take a net, like a fisherman's net, and put that consciousness of the, everything that you just said for all of us and throw it out, like, to the community? And is that the solution? Is it a mind over matter?
This is what I know. This is what I want to tell you. Whatever gifts of consciousness have just been awakened in you, you haven't integrated them yet. Your consciousness has to integrate, but all we just gave you a whole new frequency of consciousness. This is the healing work I do. So we just worked with Creator's consciousness and aligned you with Creator's consciousness on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think in 10 seconds now that we just did that, or 20 seconds, that your brain can make sense of that? No. Sleep on it. Give it a day, a week. And you're going to wake up in the next few days. As everybody I ever worked with, they always tell me this. Days later, sometimes weeks later, all of a sudden it's like they always knew it. They always had it. Because it's been within you all along. You just activated it. You just awakened it, right? So
I just feel giddy.
Two, right. Awesome. That's exactly right. Because this is higher consciousness. It makes you happy. And let it integrate. Sleep on it. Drink lots of water. Relax. Go walk in nature. Enjoy yourself for a day or two, and before you know it, light bulb moment, oh my God, I had it all along. That's how this works. Okay?
Amen.
And then go to my Facebook page, or the Facebook page for the group in the next couple of days, and let me know how it went. How it goes.
Because I know it went. I promise. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you. God
awesome.
Bless. Thank you.
Well, I want to do another one quickly. I want to do Chicago, Illinois, and this is going to be 9472 Chicago, Illinois. You're on live with Lori.
Thank you so much.
Hi.
So my question
welcome.
Hi. I'm sorry. My name's Susan, by the way.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. I've been working on my memory. I've had some issues. And I don't know whether I'm resisting it or whether things have been done. And I don't know if that's something you could tell or if there are some exercises that you can give me for me to do.
Okay. When you say things have been done, is some part of you thinking that you've been somewhat mind controlled, manipulated, MK Ultra kind of thing, or what?
I underwent a severe trauma last summer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really, I was up for like 2 weeks straight. It was bad.
Mm.
So I don't necessarily need to recover everything from there, but I know or I feel, I'm not going to say I know, and I'm not sure if it's egoic or not, but I feel that it's important that I get, that I bring everything back, that I bring everything online, if that makes any sense.
No, it absolutely does. I'm hearing you, and I'm listening with more of my consciousness about what's good and right and aligned for you. So what I'm being told from higher consciousness, what I'm hearing and understanding is she has some circuitry that needs to be realigned and restored, some circuitry patterns in the brain. What I'm being shown is how to redo it, but some part of me doesn't entirely feel like my human self is like, well, I can't do that in 2 minutes. But this said, what we want to go to, because I've got that piece of it, what also we want to go to, two other factors, like I'm being shown 2 hours, one of which is what part of you and your consciousness has decided to not know that part of what needs to be cleared and resolved, and we can do this for the collective group easily, has to do with denial, the willingness to be in denial, the willingness to be unconscious, the willingness to not know. Right? We had to be willing to not know. We had to be willing to be in denial. We had to be willing to be unconscious in order to participate in the old paradigm. And this is part of what must be resolved within you. Of course, we are all resolving it. But this is showing up in your life. It does look like a parallel, another life experience. This is not the first time something like this has happened. And was it related to like a car crash or a travel accident of some kind? Is that what it was?
I'll say yes, but no, because I don't want to say everything. If you can,
well, just give me. You say yes.
I may have been gaslighted, and I may have been.
Yeah.
Sorry, I may have been gaslighted, and I may have been exposed to extreme lead poisoning and methamphetamine against my will. That was.
Okay. So, in other words, there was a kind of a car accident that might have been as a result of those things. Is that right? Okay. Now I've got it. All right, this is a big ball of wax. So, because what we need to unpack in order to facilitate and help you is going to require way more than 5 minutes. That's what I'm like, okay, God, I've got this huge thing here. Where do I begin? What do I start with? Because this is way more than 5 minutes will allow us for. So, understand there's definitely some circuitry in the brain that needs to be repatterned. Okay, we've got that. Understand there's an aspect of consciousness that has to be willing to know what it didn't want to know. And it has to be willing to come out of denial and to come out of its own unconsciousness and ignorance. We chose that, and that's just showing up in your field right now. That's part of what contributed to this experience. And understand that you've been playing with some shadow aspects that are inappropriate for you, that are no longer for your highest and best to play with, some of which involves, I do think you've been in some kind of conspiracy circles or dark agenda stuff. Is this right? Have you been exploring that area?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let me share a little bit about that. And this whole mind control thing that is part of this topic today is very helpful with that. All of that stuff is a diversion. I think it's very important to become conscious. But let's please realize that conspiracy circles are their own dead-end trap. They are a trap, a consciousness trap, because you will get diverted from your true path. Your true mission is to come into alignment with the divine, come into awakening. That is all of our true missions during the ascension timeline, and conspiracy circles will very quickly get you off path. They're not something that should be denied or ignored. So you were willing to come out of your denial and expose yourself to that. The problem is you dove too deep in, lost your own course alignment. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So now I'm going to go back to source and ask, given that these are the primary, overriding factors here. Okay. So part of what I'm hearing for you, Pat, sorry, not Patty, Susan, is that some of what you're meant to know and recover will be restored to you in consciousness as you're ready. So some of what you're blocking out, you just had to do that because it is a trauma and you can only handle, you're doing this to yourself in a sense because it's what you can handle and what you're ready for. So what I'm being told we're going to do here is a healing for you and for everybody who's experienced a trauma. Because like I said, we have 5 minutes, you know, and I could spend an hour with you. You need session work. You definitely need session work, whoever it's with, whoever you feel aligned with. I'm sure there's so many amazing people on Wisdom of the Ancients Summit, whoever feels good and right to you to work with. But you're going to need more than 5 minutes to resolve this. That said, we're going to have Divine Source do a healing. And there's also going to be the willingness to reclaim our memories, the willingness to come out of denial, the willingness to come out of our own ignorance, and the willingness to come out of our own unconsciousness, which we all did that to ourselves. There's no judgment on it. That's the game of the third dimensional paradigm, the old game. So let's have Divine Source do a healing. And this will be for each individual as is uniquely appropriate for them and only as is for the highest and best of all beings concerned with harm to none, according to Divine Source, Creator God, will of the divine, the healing that is appropriate for each individual on this topic area of unconsciousness and the traumas that we have done to ourselves through our unconsciousness, and especially any and all sabotage, self-sabotage programs associated with conspiratorial circles and exploring the dark arts, that this healing will be done in the highest and best, most benevolent ways for the highest and greatest of all beings concerned and as is uniquely appropriate for each individual. And I want you to take a long, slow, deep, relaxing breath. The divine does the healing through love and compassion, gently, benevolently, lovingly for each individual being. Well, we already just lifted a whole lot of density right there. Just breathe and relax. And the willingness to restore our memories, our consciousness, to resolve traumas in gentle, benevolent, kind, loving, compassionate ways. And the strength and the fortitude with and from source consciousness to do this within ourselves and for ourselves and with the loving support of our brothers and sisters who are here to help as healers, intuitives, guides. This is just what's coming in now, right? Breathe. Just allow. Because we essentially are rewiring our consciousness for these truths to be true. And for us to come into alignment with these truths. Any and all residue, density, drop, heaviness associated with this trauma, these traumas is now gently, lovingly, benevolently lifted, removed, dissolved, taken away, transmuted into love and light, returned home to divine source, and replaced with consciousness now. Take a long, slow, deep, comfortable breath. Say yes, thank you if you agree. Or yes, please. Let the go. So we're just moving some energy here. And reclaimed, divine source, replacing with consciousness, replacing consciousness on what that which has been removed and dissolved. And rebalancing neurocircuitry now in the brain only as is uniquely appropriate for each individual. This source is telling me anyone who's got mental disorders, some slight degree of depression will be helped with this. Anyone who's got any form of mental disorder, this will assist. So it's only as is uniquely appropriate for each individual, only as is for your highest and most benevolent good with harm to none. rebalancing circuitry in the brain and the neurological brain patterning. According to the divine consciousness, this will work in replay as well, with gentleness, with love, with compassion, with ease, with grace, with benevolence, of course. So a little more. Good. Okay, nice. Okay, so this is good. We did make some good progress there. How is that so far? How are you doing, Susan?
Thank you so much. I actually felt some energetic movement, and my heart feels very thankful. So I can tell
good.
It is the right thing to do. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, and I would listen to this more than once, like until you feel like no need to listen to it anymore, because it will keep working for you, even in, you know, replay. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Susan.
All right.
Much love. All right. Well, I would love, Laurie, if you would share with everyone about your package that you've put together for the Wisdom Show today. And so I'm going to just direct people to your page. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, then you would click the orange special offer button below Laurie's photograph. And when you click that, you'll be taken to a page that says Unification of Ascension Timelines. And so the address to type in if you're not on the webinar page is wotashow.com, wotashow.com/Laurie, L-O-R-I, and the number 6, super easy. wotashow.com/Laurie, L-O-R-I, and the number 6. Everything is lowercase, no capitals. And Laurie, please tell us about your offer, your package.
Yeah. All right. So the first, we'll go through the items one by one.
Okay.
The first one goes really into depth. This is about 3.5 to 4 hours of a class on these past lives, parallel lives, concurrent lives, overlapping timelines. It's what we started our call with, but it goes way deeper. And it goes into, it's not that same, you know, airy, fluffy stuff like, oh, I was a queen in another lifetime. It's about what we were talking about for really calling back all these aspects of you from other timelines and reunifying your soul. So it goes very deep into that. And there's a whole hour-long healing part of it. Right, and also a meditation part. It's a very big product of its own. I mean, in and of itself, is worth over $300. You know, if you just did that, it's literally a 4-hour workshop. It is an MP3, so, and it's broken into different sections. Right, there's the course section, there's a Q&A section, there's a healing section, there's the meditation part. So. The meditation also has healing in there. So you'll get that. That's item one. Now, item two is similar in the sense that it's also over 3 hours of course content with meditation, healing, Q&A. And this one really goes into mind control. So understand everything that humanity has been experiencing up until we start coming into our unification with ascension, with the true organic awakening and ascension timelines, where we're choosing to wake up. Everything else is a form of mind control to some degree or another. And we didn't get to talk about it as much yet, but hopefully we might have some time to address it. But even the conspiracy stuff that we're coming out of, everything, addiction patterns, that's a form of mind control. All sickness, all illness, all disease, that's a form of mind control. It's all unconscious programming associated with the third dimensional paradigm. So the old patterns of our existence, anything that's going on in your life is a form of mind control. This
goes into how you free and liberate yourself from that. This goes into how you reclaim your sovereignty and liberate yourself from that so that you know you don't have to recreate it or perpetuate it. And I mean, you see it going on a massive scale in commercials now. Every other commercial is basically telling people to buy into sickness, illness, disease, and go see your doctor. It's so rampant. Even the, you know, since it came up, the electrical devices, the cell phone towers that are going up, that is interfering with dream patterns, dream states, consciousness states, and it's messing with people's minds until they can become impervious and immune to it. So this whole class that is over 3 hours goes into how to free and liberate yourself from that and how to become impervious and immune to it and also how to recognize it and clear it from your field, from your consciousness, so you don't have to experience it and you can be liberated from it. So that's what that is. That's a, you know, close to 4 hour class. It's in segments again. So there's a pre-call set up, there's the set up for success, there's the content in the class teachings, there's a Q&A section, and there's a healing and meditation section in there. Okay, that in and of itself also easily worth over $300 because it's so extensive. And understand this, the stuff that I deliver is stuff that I'm accessing from the non-physical realm. This is not stuff you're going to find in a book. This is not stuff you're going to find on Amazon, not to the best of my knowledge. You can only find this kind of consciousness from these, you know, people, the wisdom of the ancients, right? That I'm accessing this from non-physical realm and using it to serve humanity through the ascension process. So as a teacher, as a healer, it's translated here in these classes, right? But this is not something you can find in a book or on Amazon. This is from the non-physical realm that we're finally being able to access and bring forward here. Okay. So now item 3, again, similar in the sense that it is a full 3 hour course, over 3 hours, almost 4 hours, and has the same kind of setup, course content and teachings, Q&A and meditation and healing energy. This is all about the time trap of the third dimension and clearing and resolving and freeing, liberating yourself from everything that entangles you in the old paradigm. Understand there's just so much unconscious stuff operating now that has to be cleared, right? Because again, it's like your computer. We are a computer program in a sense. And if you're operating from Excel 1.0, you want to upgrade your operating system. You don't want to be operating from the old corrupted programming. You want to be operating from new fifth dimensional and beyond consciousness, right? That's what this is all about. So it's clearing yourself out from 3D, reclaiming that which is yours, anchoring into 5D. And we go into the very strategic process of how we do this. Identify that which kicks us into 3D, begin to clear, heal, resolve it, dissolve it, transform it, and call in higher consciousness. And then reintegrate into 5D and beyond, this new paradigm of consciousness. That's what this 3 hour plus class is, with healing and meditation. And it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. Sometimes when I teach these classes, I'm like, man, that is just so good. I have to listen to it myself again, like just as a participant, because it's just, it's nothing necessarily that,
yeah,
that it's all new. It's
right.
From higher consciousness, you know? It's just amazing.
It's, right. Yeah, I mean, you're being recognized as truth, even if it's coming through your own mouth.
right, because the truth is everything I offer, even if it sounds like me speaking, it is higher consciousness coming through. It's all channeled at this point. Because mm-hmm. I've cleared so much out of my own system that I'm no longer operating from that system. I'm operating as source embodied. I'm so fully reclaimed in my own space, energetic space of unified with the divine, that what's coming through and through my teachings and through the healings, and it's divine consciousness. So anyway, I hope that doesn't sound arrogant. It's not. It's just my own personal truth. Okay. So item 4. So yes, when my human ego hears it, I'm like, wow, that's so good. You know, my human self, when I resonate with that, because I'm like, this is new to me too. It's all new. All right. Item four is about the DNA. So this is actual DNA. I do these speed activation calls. And speed activations is where we take 1 hour call. Typically, it's about an hour. Oh, you know what? This is not that one. This is even better. Oh, my God. This is such a good one. I remember what this is. This is a four-hour filmed event. So this is a video course. This is so good. I did this actually recently in San Francisco. I did a live event. It was a four-hour evening. It was a live group, and this is a video. So the whole thing is channeled, and it's really all about understanding. It was entitled DNA, Dormant DNA Activation Cellular Clearing, but it was about leveling up from 3D into 5D. It will give you the big picture to understand what's going on. You will get it. Your consciousness will expand so dramatically as a result of watching this and participating in this event. So even though it's a video replay, you will actively participate in it. There's over an hour of channeled information. The channeled information comes through from Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, the Divine Goddess Consciousness. We had Green Tara come in there. We had Jesus, Yeshua Consciousness come in. The angelic realm came in, including Metatron and Melchizedek. We had universal laws came through, right? The universal laws are conscious of, they regulate our universe. They are the laws that regulate the reality we exist in. You'll understand information and energy from them. Mother Earth came in. The animal kingdom came in during this, and I channeled it. You'll see me on video. Oh my God, it was so good. The group didn't want it to stop. We were supposed to stop at 3 hours. And when we were in the third part of it, which is the meditation and the channeled and the healing that comes through, they were all like, keep going, keep going. We were all so into it, we went an extra hour.
Wow, and that's all on video?
This is all video. It's a 4 hour video. And you'll own it, right? You'll be able to active, you know, it's hosted. It's privately hosted. And so you'll be able to access it anytime. You can come back. You can do it in little chunks. You don't have to do it all at once. And you don't have to own it on your computer, but you can if you want. Okay? So it is hosted. All right. When I say hosted, I mean you don't have to download it onto your computer if you don't want. You just click on a link. It's privately available. Like, it's available once you get it. All right, now. Next one, item five. And by the way, that is worth way over $222. It's like, it was just so good. Okay. I don't mean to rave about my own stuff here, but I might as well because I think it's awesome. All right. Item five. This is about really claiming sovereignty. It's a 90-minute class about liberation and sovereignty. You've got to really understand this and know how to use it because otherwise you can be, I've had this happen to me. It's a tool to be able to always clear interference, be able to make sure you're not being mind controlled, liberate yourself from the third paradigm, really up level into 5D. It's all about using sovereignty and liberation to, and your conscious free will. It also works with universal laws. So the laws of the universe help teach this. It's a class. It's a 90-minute class. So that's an MP3. Then item six is a meditation. It's really a beautiful meditation for creating your reality in 5D. Because this is the whole point. In 3D, we're just having to learn lessons, clear things, deal with traumas, resolve heaviness. The whole hum of life, the mediocrity of living in 3D, to me, is just, go home and drink another beer and watch CNN. It's just so ho-hum, you know? But this new reality is limitless potential, limitless excitement, limitless joy. And we have to create this from a new level of consciousness. And this meditation is just a beautiful creation meditation to really step us into mastery and to use our consciousness to have the kind of life experience we want. So you'll be able to use this meditation for that. And it's very beautiful. Meditation, and it's a quick 25-minute meditation, MP3. Then item seven is another, this is a healing meditation to help release roadblocks, entanglements, energetic density, all kinds of It's a beautiful healing meditation that you'll be able to listen to over and over again. It's 30 minutes, so it's great for going to sleep or waking up or even lunch breaks. That's item 7. And then item 8, this is brand new. They're all new, but I just did this. So this is you have the audio MP3 here, but this is all about connecting and communicating with crystals in the crystalline realm. So let me just add a little clarity on this, especially since somebody brought up the 5G grid that's going up, all these cell phone towers. So that 5G grid is part of the third dimensional reality, and it's really undoing. It's going to be very undoing for the third dimensional reality. But in the fifth dimensional reality, what's called a 5D grid, fifth dimensional grid. And this grid is a crystalline grid. And so when you learn how to work with the crystals, connect with them, communicate with them, and heal with them, and align with the crystal grid. These crystals are in the inner earth. There's the whole grid network around the earth. And the crystals are record keepers. And they also will help to activate your dormant DNA. When you learn how to do this, that's what this whole class is about. And it is about a 2-hour class. It also talks about our sacred crystal retreat that I lead going to Arkansas. But it is content rich. And you will love it. That's what that extra bonus number 8 is. So this is the whole package. And if we were to add up the value of the package, it'd be almost over $1,300.
Mm.
Today we're offering it for $133, which is a savings of over $1,150.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, beautiful, beautiful package. You know, and I love about this, Laurie, is that it also adheres to like a common theme. You know, everything is related here. It's all related. So, you know, I can see that. And as I read it and go over this, and as you've mentioned it, I can see the theme here. It's about clearing. It's about timeline work and DNA. So it's, what would you say, if you had to just summarize all of these as a common theme, if I'm someone who goes through this program, you know, how is this going to change my life? You know, just summarize that for us. Summarize that for us.
I mean, the one of the greatest things it's going to do is to really give you clarity on what's going on planet Earth and how to work with ascension and consciousness in your own everyday life. So it's going to help you have more clarity, more understanding, more inner peace, because you're not going to be as fragmented. It's going to really allow you to be the calm. Because we understand the third dimensional paradigm is collapsing. The old reality is not sustainable. And the more you see craziness around you, the more a package like this, the contents of the package, the energy, the clearings, the tools, the meditations within this package are what really help you to really be the stillness and the calm and be well anchored. You understand, the only anchor in your reality now is consciousness and the frequencies of love and joy and peace and happiness. That's what you have to anchor into. You can't anchor into the earth anymore. You can't anchor into your old 401k. You can't anchor into the old government. You can't anchor into financial aid or Sally Mae, or I don't know, those things don't even exist anymore. All those old things are collapsing. They're not working. They're not going to work. But you can anchor into your consciousness, because all the gifts and all the solutions and all the tools, everything you need is within you.
Yeah.
This is how you learn. You have to. So that's the theme. It's really anchoring into 5D and reclaiming that which is rightfully yours. It's within you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for that incredible offer that you've made available to everyone. That is a beautiful, beautiful offer. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
I just
everyone.
I want to say, too, I say one other thing on this package is that we have to stop thinking that one pill will solve everything. Pills don't solve anything, but consciousness will. Consciousness is the solution. Energetic frequencies of consciousness. And those energetic frequencies and that consciousness, it does exist within you. It's in your DNA. It's in your consciousness. It does need to be awakened. And in order to do that, your human personality self that's been existing in the physical world needs some help, right? That's what the teachers, the healers, the ancient wisdom were reclaiming it. But if you don't know how to do it, that's why I'm here. That's why you're here, Ian. That's why we're here, to facilitate and to support humanity in this way. Mm-hmm. So this package is that. It's not a pill, but it has what you are wanting from a pill. I hope that makes sense.
There we go. No. All right. Well, Lori, I'm going to let you decide on how you want to finish this up. You mentioned another group process earlier, if you're feeling called to take another question, but we're reaching the point where we're going to start winding this down. So I'm going to leave it up to you and your guidance on how you'd like to kind of wrap
this up. Oh my goodness. What feels good and right? What's aligned? What would the divine, let's ask divine source, creator God, what would you like? What would be the will of the divine for this remainder of this call? Source would like to provide a healing. So let's do a group healing. And I'm going to ask again. So this healing might even be a little channeled. Let me see. Yeah, so let's bring in some consciousness here. In the next few moments, that which will be revealed and provided will serve the greater good of all beings participating, all beings listening. In reclaiming your consciousness, as this has been the topic area for this evening's call, let it be known here and now that all of humanity is being given an invitation. All of humanity is being invited. All of humanity is being offered up. And this offer will continue to present over and over and over again as all beings eventually choose. There is no other choice. There is one choice, and the choice is consciousness. The choice is being given here now to all of you. As this reflection reverberates here through this evening, additionally, there will be frequencies of consciousness resonating throughout your body and being as you consent to allow you to give heed to the call and to give witness to the call and to give consent to the invitation. The invitation is here now. It has always been right here and now for all beings to elevate, for all beings to align, for all beings to awaken. For as you so choose and as you awaken, as you take the call, as you heed the call, as you accept the invitation, you will find what awaits you is that which has always been available in the higher realm, that which excites you, that which liberates you, that which frees you, that which is your greatest calling, the calling home to your divinity, the awakening to your true love, to your true joy, to your true happiness, that all beings will celebrate. This was the gift that was promised in your year of 2012. This gift has been slowed in linear time, it is true. However, this gift is now available. You will see more and more beings awakening in the coming years, especially into 2020. Masses and masses of awakening will continue. Masses and masses of human beings and animals will awaken. Consciousness will prevail. Be not concerned, as it is often said, with the veils that are being cleared. Be not concerned, as it is often said, with the fear frequencies. Choose instead always to take the high road. Ask on a regular and ongoing basis, what does my soul want for me today? What is my highest calling today? What is my highest and best and most benevolent trajectory today? What will fulfill me, bring joy and happiness and peace to my world and my life today? As you ask these questions each and every moment, what would love do? What would love say? What would love share? What would love participate in today? As you follow and respond to these requests, you will find yourself inevitably taking, accepting, and receiving the invitation. It is here now. The invitation is here now. And even through this channel, this gift, this information, this insight, this wisdom, this guidance, here and now, you are all leveling up. Each and every person listening right here and now, leveling up
to the higher frequencies, for indeed you are accepting the invitation. The invitation is here. The energy, the frequencies, the vibrations are inviting you, and you are indeed giving consent. These energies are now permeating through your field, uplifting you, elevating you, instilling more consciousness, greater consciousness, that as your consciousness is awakened, all beings are benefiting, for you are participating as part of the field of all that is. It is reverberating through you, through your bodies, through your being, through the field of infinite potential. As you accept the invitation, all are uplifted, all are elevated. Never underestimate the ability that you have through your consciousness to expand the consciousness for the greater good of humanity. For just around the linear timeline of your 2020, all beings will awaken. This is guaranteed. It is done. It is done. Consider the consciousness of reverse engineering. Reverse engineering is where something is already completed. Your consciousness is just participating along the journey. This is done. All beings will awaken. All beings are awakening. As you continue to take the invitation, you shall extend it to others through your solemn request, through your solemn participation. All beings are awakening. It is done. It is done. It is done. Know it is done, for it is so. Remember the gift, and remember that this is all that is required, is for you to continue to ask, what would my soul have me do today? What would my soul have me participate in today? What would love do? How would love behave? How would love share? How would love contribute? How would love feel? What would it feel like? And this is your continual ticket, your continual invitation to participate, and your continual receivership. You are on the ascension timeline. There is only one ascension timeline. The ascension timeline is all that is, and you are here now. And all of humanity is with you. Let it be so. It is so. And so it is. Okay, there's just a bit of energy that's going to come through to complete this healing part now. I'm going to get out of the way. So just a few moments of silence. Get some really beautiful energy coming through. So let's just let Divine Source do a gifted healing for all beings. So just a few moments of what seems like silence while it is completed. A few deep, long, slow breaths. That's all you need to do. Just allow Source to serve and contribute to you and allow more of your divine embodiment to come through. Nice. Really nice. A little more. There we go. Good. I got the joy test. So nice. There. How you feeling?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Just wonderful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that beautiful transmission, Laurie.
Yeah. It was wonderful. I loved that too. I love doing, you know, whatever is the will of the divine. So there it is.
And we're in the receiving. We're in the receiving.
Yeah. I just want to say thank you so much, Ian. I know how much you're doing on the back end. I mean, I feel like nobody can really know how much you're doing, but I feel like to whatever degree I can know, I am amazed. You're doing so much. And I just want to extend my heartfelt gratitude to you.
Yeah.
Even just putting together a summit. It's so much, you know, physical work and, you know, making a place where us healers and us intuitives and, you know, light workers can come through and share our gifts. And just also, especially for having me here and allowing me to share and contribute. And I'm just very grateful. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course. Sweet, sweet soul. Thank you for being here. And thank you for sharing with the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
You
have such incredible gifts, and you've been bestowed with these gifts and capabilities by the divine. The divine is using you as an instrument and a vessel to share with the community and to really help people on their own ascension path. So your work is so important. It's so, so, so important. And for that, I do thank you. We all thank you.
Mm,
yeah.
Thank you.
And I'll say, you know, I'm going to go into the Facebook page, the private Facebook page for this group afterwards. So I'll just be there. If anyone types in, you know, Lori Spagna, I want to ask you a follow-up question or anything like that. I mean, I can't spend hours and hours, but, you know, if there's anything I can do to, you know, if someone didn't get their question asked or didn't get a chance to, you know, ask something or follow up, they can definitely catch me there. I'll go log in after our call and stick around for a little bit afterwards.
Sounds good. I think the best way to do that, Lori, is if you just put a quick post and say, hey, I'm here, comment on this post. Otherwise, people are everywhere, and then Facebook hides some of these posts. So just if you go there and you put a post and say, hey, I'm here, I'm here for questions or readings or healings, people will come. So everyone who's listening, you can go over there. If you didn't get your question answered, I know there's a lot of people on the web where that happened. So I still see a lot of hands up. So go over and meet Lori on that page. All right, beautiful shining lights. It's time for us to wrap this up. It's been a long show. It's been wonderful. Thank you all for being part of this and for really bringing your amazing energy. And it was so, so cool to have the show today with you and the people who dialed in. There's a lot of amazing information that came through. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. All right, everyone. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks again.
We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you so much for being here with us and bringing us all together and for creating this platform. Thank you all. Much love. Bye now. Namaste.